It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Good morning, Austin. Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers. We are also joined right now by the man, the myth, legend, the mayor of East Austin, Jamie Frazier.
Good morning.
How you doing, bud?
Good. What's going on with the draft coming up? Did you see Ellinger? They're looking at, I think, the fifth round.
Really?
Fourth or fifth? It depends, which, you know, you got to look at all the different ones.
Sure. Yeah, he'll probably go fifth, sixth round, somewhere around there. But, I mean, you know, it's good for him.
Oh, yeah.
You should just go out there and do what you can do, blah, blah, blah.
What were you doing right before the draft? Were you...
I was at the house.
Were you at the house?
Yeah, I was at my mom's house. We were just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, we didn't really, I mean, I knew I was a second day guy.
Oh, were you? Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you, when
well,
did
I mean,
you...
I didn't know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I knew I wasn't going first day. You know what I'm saying? Like... I was hoping to go second day, and I did. You know.
When did you get your...
third day, whatever that... I don't know, is it 3 days now?
Yeah, two or three.
Yeah. When did you get your agent? Like
Right after, like, our last game.
Your last game? Yeah. Did you... I mean, how does that go?
Did you get recruited?
Well, you got guys that are already in the league, right? So their agents will come, and, you know, you're... Like Jonathan Scott. His agent, you know, his agent came by and talked to us and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
I used one of my dad's first agents.
Okay,
older man.
But yeah. Is it really like everyone like?
No, it's not like Jerry Maguire.
Yeah,
no. I mean, I wasn't a first rounder, so I have no idea.
Yeah, no.
You know, what I mean? Bob Sugar calling you on the other line.
Yeah, hey. I wasn't that type of profile player. They're just kind of like, yeah, we'll make some money off this.
Did you kind of know how far in advance did you know you were like on the radar for the Texans?
I didn't. After I ran my 40, I was at the combine. I was on the other end, and Kubiak walked by and said, "Hey, boy," and because I mean he's country, so yeah. Like, and he's known me since I've been a kid. He goes, "Well, you made yourself some money today." Man. I was like, I need to hear that. Thank God. Talking about it, I was like, oh my God. Because you're up there, you're so nutted up, you know what I mean? Just jacked, you know, it's just nerves are coming out through everywhere.
I like the tradition that the last guy to get picked up, what do they call him?
Lottery? I don't know.
No, he's right before everyone goes.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Mr. Irrelevant.
God, that would have been great if Casey would have been Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Because that pays less money.
Yeah. Getting like $5,000.
But they're like saying Osai, first round.
Yep.
There's who's that lineman that there's
Cosme?
Yeah. Sam Cosme.
So
you've got, all right, so let's go real quick. We'll kind of go through the draft, the top five picks. So number one, Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. Is that kind of the consensus?
Yeah.
He's going number one overall?
Like, are you really asking that question?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that was. I mean, there's no argument there, right? It's Trevor Lawrence, number one.
Yeah, so you just go to number two.
Okay,
yeah.
Number two, we got the New York Jets. Who are they taking?
Well,
quarterback.
You think they're gonna go quarterback?
Yeah, I
well, they traded Darnold. Darnold is now with Carolina.
They traded Darnold.
So that just happened this week.
They're grabbing. What did they say they were gonna grab that BYU kid?
Yeah, I think it could be. It's probably gonna be Zach Wilson. Who had a lot. I mean, he's great, had great stats, a little bit older, being a BYU guy, he's got some experience. But he looks so young. He looks like a Disney character, like on a Disney show. Like, young, like, good-looking kid. He's going to be the number two pick going to New York. Number three, got the San Francisco 49ers, your boy, Casey.
Yeah, I don't think he's taking Mac. He's going to take quarterbacks, either Mac Jones or Fields.
Well, you got Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Trey Lance, the kid from North Dakota State.
I think they're going to go with Mac Jones. Yeah.
Because you haven't really heard a whole bunch about Mac Jones, and maybe it's just because Alabama was so stacked at every single position. But isn't that kind of the same thing that's going to happen when you get to the NFL level? Like, everybody's going to be good, so all you have to do is distribute the ball?
Well, I mean, the whole thing, San Francisco, because I'm a Niners fan, but what do you think Jimmy G's thinking, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Jimmy's like, not a fit.
I mean, he got paid, what, he signed a $120 million contract?
I mean, he missed a couple of throws in the game that could have won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. You're right.
Like three of them.
You're right.
Touchdowns, where it's like, why are you like the guy's wide open?
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, is on those plays, I know, because I know Kyle, those are the plays they worked on for like probably 25 times during the 2 weeks. Like, if this is here, because I know the way he works, he says, if this is here, you have to make this throw.
Yeah. Right.
And when those three plays, I looked at him, and I rewinded him and looked at him again, I was like, That's absolutely what the hell that play is.
Oh yeah,
that play's been drawn up. This was a special play drawn up, and he missed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then we go to the number four pick. You got the Atlanta Falcons. You got Matt Ryan kind of aging out.
Get a quarterback.
Do you come in and you pick up a quarterback and let Matt Ryan kind of be that mentor?
I've seen a lot of projected drafts that like five quarterbacks going 1 through 5.
Wow.
Honestly, but. That's a waste.
But you got Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida, sitting there, who's just probably...
Someone's going to take him.
Somebody's going to get really good with him.
He's a metric. I mean, Jerry Jones was like just...
Salivating. But I don't think they're going to... I don't think Kyle Pitts drops the 10.
No.
Because that's where the Cowboys are at now. So maybe the Cowboys jump up. Maybe take a look at him. I think when you look at wide receivers, this... Very top heavy at wide receiver in this draft. You got Ja'Marr Chase from LSU, didn't play last year, but you look back to what he did with Joe Burrow, and you also have the Cincinnati Bengals sitting at number 5.
That's true.
Yeah.
So do they go up and do they take a wide receiver to pair with him?
The thing is, wide receivers, you can get great wide receivers second round, third round. To me, it's like I'd be working on offensive line, defensive line, make sure I got that.
Yeah, the kid Sewell out of Oregon. Kind of the top-ranked offensive tackle in the draft. I think when you have a franchise quarterback like a Joe Burrow, you got to come and you got to protect him, because that's what's happening right now up in Seattle with Russ Wilson. He can't throw the ball because he's getting sacked every other play.
He's a running quarterback, but he doesn't want to.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to stay in the pocket. He just can't do it.
Yep.
You got the Miami Dolphins, who got a ton of draft picks. Right now,
they need to get Fitzpatrick back.
Fitzpatrick back. But you look at them and you look at some of the other wide receivers in the draft. Jalen Waddle out of Alabama.
Oh, man.
Pretty good. Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, there's just – and then you also have Patrick Surtain, the cornerback out of Alabama. So,
well, you got that – what's his – Tunzel, that tackle?
Tunzel.
Not Tunzel. I'm sorry. He's already played in the league.
Slater from Northwestern. I'm looking at either Christian.
Who's the Tongan?
That is the kid from Oregon, Panay Sewell.
Sewell.
He's a monster.
He's just a monster.
I like watching him play. Yeah, he's a fun one to watch. He'll be top 5 picks. So you got to watch out for him because someone needs a tackle.
Yeah, and that's like when they're saying 5 quarterbacks. There's tons of quarterbacks out there. Deshaun will come play for you.
Deshaun, I don't even know what's going
to happen. Yeah, Deshaun's going to be available here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Man.
But I don't think the NFL is accepting him.
That's wheat.
Well, and looking at the draft board, they've got Sam Cosmi as a 38th ranked player in the draft.
Yeah.
And Joseph Osai, he's coming in at number 47. So, but if a team needs an edge rusher, they're going to jump up and get him because he's pretty special.
Yeah, because someone would steal him in the second round, third round.
What did you see out of him this year, his last year at Texas?
I liked him.
I mean, there was a couple games where he was just – I think he won a game for Texas this past year. There's one of those games where he was –
It's that relentless speed. You know what I mean? It's not the standing around. That's one thing I hate is seeing the standing around, like even in practices. And like it ain't – what are you stopping for?
Right.
Like, I even noticed that with some receivers, the younger receivers out there – the quarterback, you know, does a good spin move and breaks it out, and he's looking to throw him someone to throw.
Stop
but
one
receiver like stops.
Yeah.
Like what do you like? No, you got to get it. Like there should always be that level of competition where you never want to lose. You always want to be like, and like dig into someone like, yeah, got your ass. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's the way I always approached it. Like,
well, who's the other running back? Not beyond for UT that not Bijan,
not Bijan, Roshan,
Roshan,
yeah,
Johnson.
Man, he's been Sark has been pushing his name like all the time. Like, well, he's really doing
And talk to some of those guys. I mean, they talk about him one and one. Like they're both going to be just
that's
balling.
Exciting.
One's a little bit of a thumper.
Yeah,
The older one, Johnson.
Yeah, correct, but I've seen some clips of Bijan at practice.
Bijan's cold.
No, he is going to eat this year.
Did you make it out to
with that offensive line?
Yep.
If that offensive line, like,
did you make it out to practice yet?
Yeah, I went out Tuesday.
How was it?
It was good.
Good.
It was nice out there. It was hard. It was hard though. I was out there and not to put a big old Copenhagen in. Oh my God!
You know, zen it up.
I had I'm on this like D-Lo stuff. Okay. But no, I had it in my mouth and I could just smell the Copenhagen on the coaches talking to me. I was like, can I have some of that? I smelled like three cans. I didn't take one, but I smelled like three cans. I was like, oh God. It's hard to watch football without a chewing for me.
Man.
That was hard. No, but it was a good practice. You know, I thought it wasn't a scrimmage, you know, so I can't really judge it on that.
You got a scrimmage today?
Probably.
Think so.
What's the game, 23rd?
Yeah, spring game is next week.
Yeah.
Next but no, Saturday. I'm excited. Like, the kids are...
It seemed like the kids are excited to, like, be playing and...
Yeah, no, they're buying in. That's cool to see. You know, they're not... You don't see them like, oh, this is...
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Because when you stand there on the sidelines in a practice or whatever for long enough, you can hear what the guys talk about, you know what I mean? And, like... If a guy does a bad play and comes on the side, you know, and walks by you, you can kind of hear when he mumbles and stuff like that. And you didn't really hear any of that. It was just, all right, I got to, you know what I mean?
So got to get better.
Yeah.
Did you hear the portal opens May 1st? So if you come to spring ball and you are thinking that you're way, way deep on the depth chart and you want to get that playing time, there's kids that are going to be entering the portal. Whether it's a good program or not, it's just that they want to get their playing time.
Well,
and
I think kids these days are afraid to compete.
Really?
Absolutely. Like, if you're not the guy, stay and work your butt off, your tail off, to get better. Don't quit and go somewhere else.
I mean, you go to Alabama, you go to a UT, you expect that you're going to have to work your ass.
Not this day and age. I mean, nowadays, it's if a kid's not liking, if he's not being treated right, then, well, I'll go somewhere where I will be treated
right. What if
we
gave everybody trophies? Would that be better?
Yeah, let's give them all blue ribbons. All purple ribbons, participation trophies.
That's why this world's so messed up now. Because everyone was sitting there, oh, we all get a trophy. No. Work your ass off to get to first, second, or third.
Well, that's what.
If you get third, we got to work your ass off even more to get first.
I see, you know, a lot of my friends have kids that are playing, you know, Little League Baseball now or whatever.
Score?
Yeah, they're keeping score, but like it seems like every if they win a game or a tournament or something like that, they get these rings. Like huge, like national championship rings, and these kids got like four or five of them if they've played on a decent team. And it's like, come on, like I had to work my tail off to get my ring.
If we won the state
championship in 96. Like,
absolutely.
And now it's almost like it's, you know, diluted that isn't a big deal because kids have been getting rings when they're in second grade.
And they're way bigger than the ring you got.
Yeah, they're 10 times the size of my ring. Like nowadays, I bring my ring out and kid like laughs at it.
He's like, I got that in seventh grade, bro.
Exactly.
One Pee Wee Nationals
kid. I remember in Little League, if we won, we got ice cream.
Yeah.
If we didn't win, we didn't get ice cream.
Correct.
We went to this pizza joint called Fiore's, and we'd always get pizza. Dad's drink beer, you know, blah, blah, blah. But my dad owned a vending company, so he had all the video games at this place. So my dad would go there with his key and put unlimited tokens. So we'd go in there and just play video games, eat pizza.
Awesome.
Parents would get all barrachoed and, you know.
Yeah, I remember we got root beer floats if we won a tournament or a game. I mean, that was like, I was so excited if we won because I got to go get a root beer float.
Yeah. I was excited because I got ice cream.
Yeah.
That's it. You lose, you ain't getting ice cream.
Now you're getting rings and trophies and banners and, come on, guys.
But, I mean, the crazy thing is Witt was in T-ball, and for one of the T-ball things, they're saying there's like two leagues I could try out for. I was like, my son has to try out for T-ball. I was like, y'all. I was like, I'm sorry. My son ain't playing in that league.
Yeah. We'll be like, fishing.
Yeah. Like, sorry. He is 6 years old, and you want him to try out for some freaking T-ball? Kiss my ass.
After the drug test, they try him out. That's right.
Like, what? Anyways, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate. Welcome back. Another last couple segments of Big Ugly Tailgate. Me, Johnny, little Jamie Frazier in the house.
Jamie Frazier! Good morning.
Hey, your boy went up pig hunting. Steve Joyce, he was talking about you. Up there to Valley Mills. He got skunked 5 days.
Where did he go?
Up by Valley Mills, where we went up the last time.
You went for goat?
No, for pig hunting.
You probably already shot
them
all
off. Now, hey, one thing I wanted to bring up. There
was a safe haven, but now he's been hunting them so damn hard. They're like, I ain't going on this ridge anymore.
And speaking of hogs and razorbacks and all that, did you see where the Washington football team reached out to all their season ticket holders asking for requests on what they should name, what the mascot should be for the Washington football team?
Yeah. I saw that.
Now, to me, I think the smartest thing that they could do is just embrace the Washington football team.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Because, I mean, what are you going to name them? Like, what's a good nickname for a team in D.C.?
Well, they came out with, like, Red Tails. They came out with, I mean, they're very, you know, middle of the road.
The Armada. That was one of the ones. I've got my favorite idea for the Washington team.
Go.
You ready for this? The Washington Hippos. Because it's not but a bunch of hypocrites in Washington, D.C. that say one thing and do another. So I feel like maybe that could reflect well.
I heard they said the Hogs, which the Hogs used to be a very famous name for people.
Oh,
the young people don't know that.
True.
They had offensive line that was that dominant.
That's right.
And they won Super Bowls.
And that, you'd always see people dressed up like Hogs in the stadium. And it's like, I love the Washington Hogs. That would be awesome.
That would be a good nickname.
Yeah.
But then there was like, maybe we call them the Washington Razorbacks, and then the nickname, you know, then you go to Hogs.
With like Washington Capitals. They've come up with, there's a million different names.
Right. And you're like, I think Hippos.
The Washington
Hypocrites.
The Washington Hippos. The Hypocrites. Nice.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. I saw it. Kind of went full circa.
But what else? Like, you know, we'll let some of our texters chime in on this, but if you could get a... If you could give a nickname to a team from Washington, D.C., what exactly would it be? We got one texter already calling in saying the Washington, D.C. Swamp.
How about the Deficit? Deficit.
There you go.
The Deficit.
So deaf.
Yeah. Go.
Case, you got any good ones off the top of your head?
Nope. I was trying to think. I don't really, you know.
I
don't think well.
Maybe you're going to tell me about the FC. Why is there a tree? Is that their mascot?
Where the Oaks.
I don't know. I mean,
Oak being the, you know, kind of a symbol of Austin.
I mean, I walk in here and Casey's all dressed up in the FC outfit.
Yeah, he's got all his green on. He's excited.
Wish we had Twitch here so we can
He's been talking to McConaughey a bunch about the team. Ugh. You know, he was at practice, was like, all right, McConaughey, what's our team really going to look like?
No, I don't even know anybody. I don't even know. Yeah.
Washington Hogs would offend pigs, probably.
That's probably Kevin. True.
DC Senators, that could be a decent name for them. I just think that they're the only team in the NFL that is known as the Washington football team.
They play in DC, they play in Maryland.
It's true.
It's true.
And I think their headquarters are in Virginia.
No, yeah.
It's not like they don't even have, like, they're just D.C. or Washington because.
Well, I mean, where do the New York Giants play?
In Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah.
So, true. I mean, yeah. It's. San Francisco doesn't. Niners don't play in San Francisco. So.
The Washington Feds. That could be a decent one.
I think we're good back.
Oh, there you go, Phil. One of the guys, as a Hutto Hippo, I am offended. That's good. That's. I like that.
The Lobbyists. That's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Casey was talking about the spring sports. Baseball's
I know.
Off the hook.
Yeah. What are the Horns now? They're ranked what?
They're number three.
Number three?
They have 11 straight wins. 11 nice. Straight wins. Yeah. They just dominated. I think it was 17-0 against Abilene Christian University. A little payback for the NCAA tournament. I'm not quite sure.
How about that?
But I guess they're playing today again at like 2:15 or 2:30 out there. Out there in Occupy left field.
Ooh, how about this? The Washington payoffs. Or how about the Washington Bagmen?
That's
there you go. Like that.
I don't know.
I was thinking like the Washington Two Faces.
Ooh, there you go. Like, what was the guy's name in Batman? Was Two Face?
Two Face.
Yeah. I could see that. That same thing as the hypocrites, the hippos. But I digress.
But I digress.
Yeah.
What else you got going on this weekend, guys? I'm going to be going to the Austin FC watch party. What do you guys got going on?
We'll not see you there.
Not going to be there, Jamie Frazier?
You're really going to a watch party? That's going to be it's going to be boring in there.
No, it's not. They're going to have food, drinks. This is the official Austin FC.
I can see you painting up for this.
I'm not a face paint guy, Jamie Frazier. That's the one thing I refuse to ever do is paint over this thing of beauty right here. Got to give the people what they want. But I will be. I'll be dripped up.
Yeah. Where are you going? Which one?
So they're doing the official.
Are you going to be wearing a scarf?
Absolutely. 100% I'm getting a scarf. 100%. That's like the thing to do when you're a soccer fan.
So soft.
So I've been told.
Oh, you worry me.
I'm going to be. I'll have my green on. I'll have my scarf on.
Westlake alum.
I'll be speaking.
There he is.
The world's language. Well, you guys are
so mad right now that you're.
No, they're not. They're proud.
Can we have a ring back?
No, you will never get that ring back. I earned that ring.
He's like, I keister it every night.
Well, you know,
for safety. That's right.
You got to keister everything around here.
Something like that.
Oh, my God, that's a good movie.
That was a great movie.
So all these shanks, would you say, did you keister all of them? Yeah, I keistered
them. Keister them all.
Well, I don't even know what movie y'all are talking about.
It's Will Ferrell and Get Hard. Kevin Hart.
Oh, gotcha.
Kevin Hart. Get Hard.
Yeah. Get Hard. Yeah, that was a pretty decent movie.
It was. It was funny.
Yeah, the plots are always dumb in all those movies, but so funny. So funny.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the Verde. I'm excited for Austin to have professional sports.
Okay.
I mean, I know Casey's always like, we already have a professional sports team.
Yeah, it's called the University of Texas.
University of Texas.
Yeah.
Neat.
Bigger stadiums than all the NFL stadiums.
Well, Q2.
Johnny's just mad because he didn't go to Texas.
There we go.
He didn't get into Texas, so he couldn't.
I did get into Texas. I chose to go to TCU.
All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Now, Texas was just a little bit too big for me. I knew I would have probably get lost in the shuffle, and I'd rather be a big fish in a small pond than a big fish in a big pond.
What is that new stadium?
Q2.
What's it? Q2. What's it seat?
I think they have, I think it's like maybe 16.
Okay. Right.
16, 17,000 maybe, 13, maybe somewhere in there. I'll have to look that up. But it is one of the premier stadiums in the MLS. So, you know, we're going to have, you know, our first game, our first home game really isn't till June.
Yeah.
Mid-June-ish. So we're gonna let everybody kind of get into the throes of the MLS season, and then hopefully, you know, it's already sold out.
It's not going to be till June, the first home game?
The first home game won't be till June 19th.
And where are they going to play at?
Q2 Stadium.
Oh, so it's going to be done?
It's done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's still some things they're working through to get it ready to go, but.
And so it's like 7, you said?
No, I think it was like 12.
That's bad. It's not big, but.
No, that's I mean, get a good crowd noise.
Oh, yeah. It's a. Have you guys been watching the? I've been wanting to head out to watch the rugby out there. I like rugby. I like watching rugby.
I like rugby,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. The rugby team, and they play out there at F1.
My buddy Drew Schreck, that works on the trailer with me, he was a hooker for Wyoming.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's All American.
20,000 at Q2 Stadium.
20,000?
20,500. And there are 20,500 sold out seats already to the Austin.
Oh, 20,000? That's big. That's nice.
When you take Casey, you're going to bring him to a suite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to go walk down to the pitch.
No, he doesn't know what
that's
that
is. The field, Casey.
Yeah, I figured.
And they don't have uniforms, they have kits.
That's bad.
Got to get kitted up.
Johnny's been the dictionary, like the soccer dictionary.
No, I've just been watching a lot of Ted Lasso lately.
What's the language?
No, dude, I'm all over Ted Lasso.
Have you watched Ted Lasso?
No.
Casey, it's funny.
Oh, gosh.
It is funny.
What is it?
It's a football coach that gets American football coach that gets hired to come over and coach a soccer team.
You know, you remember Major League? You remember Major League when they hire Lou Brown to lose?
Yeah,
that's essentially what. It's kind of the same
type of plot
where there's a woman who now owns the team because her philandering husband was off with some 20-year-old, and so she basically gets the team, and to basically, like, it's the only thing that this guy loves. So she's going to try and destroy the team to destroy him. And so she hires the Wichita State
D2
football coach, Ted Lasso,
yeah,
to come over and coach the English Premier League team.
And the assistant coach, Beard.
Yes. I mean, the assistant coach and Jamie Fraser are like twins. Like they talk about as much as the same.
But I was like, I'm not watching this about soccer. And I had like the snow apocalypse. I'm like, I binge watched it. It was good. It was funny.
Out,
yeah. I'm telling Kay, you, it'll at least turn your interest a little bit to soccer.
No,
yes, it will.
No.
Absolutely. Or you'll just become a huge Jason Sudeikis fan.
Casey, right,
I know.
There.
That's my goal, is by the end of the year to have Casey singing the Austin Verde chants and cheers.
You invite anybody to a suite that has free booze and free food, they're coming. Yeah. I don't care if you're watching badminton.
Or high lie.
A high lie. Yeah, they're coming. That's it.
Maybe we get a professional high lie team in Austin.
No, although that's a dangerous sport.
It is a very dangerous. Do you even know what high lie is, Case?
Sword fighting?
They throw the ball.
Oh, with the
big log.
With the scooper?
Yeah.
Scoop. It's big in Florida. It's
huge in Tampa.
Yeah.
We went down for the, I'm trying to think of the bowl game. I think it was the Hall of Fame game.
You're just a renaissance man.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah. Very much a world traveler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we went down there, I think it was the Hall of Fame game in Tampa. This is when my dad was at the University of Illinois. I want to say maybe we played Clemson
Fighting
or somebody there,
eye.
But we went to like a highlight game or highlight match. I don't know, whatever, a pitch, a match, whatever. And we got to see it, and it's like, boy, they can hum that thing.
Well, I think and it smacks across the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Whack.
Yeah.
It's like a dang pool ball they're almost throwing.
Yeah, it's not like a Nerf ball floating around.
It ain't like a lacrosse ball.
No.
It's a dang.
It'll take
thing,
your head off.
Yeah, that thing cracks.
They wear head. A helmet?
Yeah, they got a helmet and padding and everything. Because if you get hit by one of those things,
your father was killed at High Life.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Father was killed at High Life.
But yeah, Ted Lasso is a great way to, if you're not a soccer fan in the slightest or you don't know much about it, I would say give Ted Lasso a try because it's a great way to introduce America to the English Premier League and the way the Europeans.
Even if you don't like soccer, it's funny.
Yeah,
European soccer because it's good.
Right.
That's why I don't watch MLS soccer because it sucks. They're not the talent's not
there's
there.
Like there's a couple quotes in there when players are like, "Well, I guess I always go to America and play soccer."
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I can go there and make $200 million if I want to go play against lesser competition.
Indeed, I think Beckham did that with one of the LA
got
teams.
Got paid $250 2 years.
You remember when like it was one of his first games and they put him in and he hit like a half field shot and it was just like turned around like, yeah, this is the easiest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, I know. when he came and started playing, it was after like the first year, he's like, he almost lost his talent and went a little bit lower.
Like
he lost all the respect from his buddies back in Europe.
Oh, yeah,
but he was on all these commercials. He was like just
the Zlatan,
the money. Yeah, just selling
half,
out.
He made half a billion. Oh, in LA market? LA market, Beckham and his, I mean, shoot.
Was he
married
he
to
now,
Spice Girl?
Spice Girl, yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll pick back up the soccer conversation right after the break. You were listening to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on the Horn.
What's going on? Welcome back. No, I was watching a video where it was raining outside and this pigeon was coming out of this horrible storm and kind of flew underneath the deck and there's a baby cat sitting there and that pigeon came up, that cat grabbed him by a claw, slapped him down on the ground, started eating him. I was like, oh, there's Mother Nature for you, boys.
Speaking of Mother Nature, did you see the video of the lady who got attacked by a bobcat?
I did see that.
Huh. I don't know exactly where it was, but you see this video, and it's like a guy going to his car, and then his wife's coming kind of right behind him, and all of a sudden she starts screaming, and you're like, I don't know what's going on. And then she runs to her husband. The husband grabs the bobcat and, like, throws it, like, 10 yards, and then it eventually, like, you know, scurries away or whatever. And it looks like the guy's got a gun, and he's about to shoot it. But it looks like the guy, like, just has a gun in his, like, cargo shorts. Like, he doesn't – it's a weird video if you get a chance to watch it. But, I mean, what would you do in an event that you saw bobcat right in front of your face?
Right in front of my face?
Yeah, just, like, right there. Right you just there? Get attacked by a bobcat.
Kick in his face? They're little.
It wasn't a big – I didn't know it was –
bobcats don't get that big. They're small.
That it looked kind of like a normal cat.
Yeah, you can pick up. I mean, they're bigger than a normal cat, but you can pick up a bobcat and slam their ass.
That's what he did.
You have to.
He like picks it up and he shakes it and then he throws it like 10, 15 yards.
Yeah, I'd have done that. I'd probably kicked him in the face.
What was the race car
or shot his ass?
Race car with Will Ferrell, the race car.
Something
nice when he's driving with the cougar.
Yes. So now, hey, you know what's funny is that cougar's name's Karen too, isn't it?
Is it really?
Is that cougar's name in that movie Karen? And Talladega Nights, when he's like, sit down, Karen. I think it is.
I was just like, drive. What you going to do is drive this cougar. Okay.
I'm trying to tell you is there's a pound of Columbia Bam Bam strapped underneath your
Karen.
Car.
It is
Karen. And you got to go. Oh, I can drive fast. Yeah, it is Karen. He's driving. He goes, sit down, Karen. You got a cougar in the back of your car? Yeah.
Oh, God. You know.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
that's what I'd do. I'd throw it in the car with me. Just drive.
That's funny.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone's pretty much saying. Just kick them. I mean, they're not, you know. I mean, if it's a mountain lion, you better hold on, boy.
Yeah.
You ain't going to see them, though, because they're going to jump.
Yeah, your head's already gone by the time.
Because that's scary. My buddy had they shot a big old cow elk, and he put some of the scent on himself and a little bit of the blood, and he was... he came down this valley in the mountains and walked through these cattails and got turned around him and came back out. And when he walked back out, he went to the other side and they had to walk back through the cattails or whatever because the elk went over the next mountain or whatever. So he had to walk back through the cattails. And when he walked back through there 30 minutes later, there were cat prints.
They're huge.
Cat prints right where he walked through.
Uh-uh.
He goes,
elephant
so,
cat prints.
So he said the next hour... He walked in like 360 the whole way. His hair was standing up on the back of his neck all the way back to the camp. I would have been too. I'd have been puckered. I'd have been tasting cotton. Yeah. I mean, I'd have been. I'd had all the cotton
mouth.
Sucked up.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No. No.
Like,
man.
Yeah. I'd have sucked all the cotton out of my underwear.
So did you guys get anybody by hail at all?
No, I'm south, so I didn't really get anybody.
I was downtown.
My rental house got hit. They have a huge skylight over the kitchen, and it punched through, and they're like, the hail that hit that looks, because you can't
they
tell.
They were huge.
They're like.
Baseball size.
Baseball size, tennis ball size. They popped through this thing.
Oh.
My renter's like, he's like, hey, he was in Houston. He's like, hey, Jamie, you might want to go up to Round Rock and see what's going on.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, USA Insurance. Hey. Yeah.
So I got a claim here.
Yeah, I got a little claim here. A little bit of hail damage. Yeah,
so we were talking a little earlier about the draft, and today is the 22 years ago, Ricky Williams gets drafted by the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, they traded everything to get Ricky Williams.
They traded their entire draft plus a 1 and a 3 the next year to Washington.
Do you remember the Sports Illustrated cover?
Oh, my God, it was amazing. Ricky and Ditka? Ricky in the dress?
Yeah.
That was amazing. I mean, I don't.
But then who did he get to make his contract? It was like.
Master P.
Yeah, all incentive clauses. Yeah. It was like everything. Yeah, if you.
Was very respectable.
If you hit all these metrics, you'll be the wealthiest football player ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, you got to rush for 3,000 yards in the season.
Yeah. That ain't happening.
Happening.
No.
But, I mean, in this day and age, I mean, I just don't see. I think the game has changed enough to where really the running back isn't anywhere near the feature player on your team.
He's a two-way player.
You got to be a two-way player at running back. You got to be able to catch the ball.
Yeah.
Better be able to catch the ball. Better be able to run the ball. And you better be able to block.
But the running backs will always still be valuable because you have to run the ball in the league to you can't be one-dimensional in the NFL, you're done.
Well, I mean, I look at
right, like, but no team's going to trade their entire draft to come up and get Najee Harris.
No. But, I mean, you look at, like, what's the longevity of these kids, these guys going to? Except for, like, Gore.
Peterson.
Yeah, Peterson and Gore. How long have they been playing? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gore's the third leading rusher in all time in the NFL.
Just his longevity. Oh, my gosh. That position.
And he's got a kid who's, I think, a freshman or sophomore at Southern Miss. I think he's trying to play till his son plays. They'd both be on the roster together.
You and Witt out there playing together, side by side.
Could you imagine?
That'd be wild.
Wow.
Well, that's what they're saying with LeBron is he's trying to play with his son.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. It'd be neat.
LeBron just dunking on his son. Yeah, boy. What's up?
What's up, son?
That's what I'd do.
Ooh, there's the Chief Texan. Is that the Chief Texan in there?
Chief Texan.
Nice.
Yeah, it's rolling in for the high ground.
You guys got a packed show?
Yeah, we got Colonel calling in. He's up in Abilene doing the Aired Out Academy.
Okay.
So he's
in Abilene consoling them. Sorry about your 16-0 loss. we know the Longhorns just inserted their dominance.
Inserted their dominance.
He's up there giving pep talks. It's okay. There's a chance y'all can have
it. So instead of the Colonel, you got Will Roman here from Chizo Spoons, the head Texan.
Will the Thrill
Chief
Brown.
Chief Texan, excuse me.
Will the Thrill Brown's around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a big show coming on.
Man. So make sure you don't turn the dial
don't
off.
Don't turn the dial. We got some history going
don't
on.
Turn it off. Turn it up.
Oh, look at you.
There you go.
Yeah. And you're having headset problems today.
Yeah. I got one. I think Casey, before I got here, like switched headsets because now I have like the one that's hanging off my ear.
I'm always the last one in here.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Jamie. Like, I don't know until 5 minutes before the show if Casey's showing up or not. I keep thinking.
If I'm not coming, you'll know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, John looked at me and he was like, "All right, man, I'll be ready to go if Casey doesn't show up here." And I'm like,
you
guys, three,
I've two, been doing this
one.
For a year.
No, I know.
You know, like y'all should know by now. If I ain't coming, you'll get a text. You'll get a phone call.
Yeah, at least maybe 10 minutes before the show.
Text me, I'll come in.
There you go.
I'm usually at the gym. You know, come hang out with John.
I know, dude. You're not taking any I know you're taking some days off, leg days off, but you're not taking any off on the upper body.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm 100%.
At least he's taking days.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I am a workout machine right now.
Yeah. I'm the guy with the fused ankle.
Yes, that is true.
That's true.
I do have a bionic knee, though.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Bionic.
Is it paid for by Westlake?
No. I had to pay for that one myself.
Your boy is your boy Drew Brees coming home?
No. Coming back to Austin?
Yeah.
No, he's San Diego.
He's got his place in San Diego.
Yeah.
He just, you know, he'll always have a presence in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think he bought a new unit. There's a new Four Seasons that just opened up down there. And
does he wear his Westlake ring?
Yeah, and his letter jacket, actually.
Liar.
Like when he shows up, like when
he doesn't
you
even
see
know him, he doesn't even know where his wet rest like freaking ring is. He has his Super Bowl ring and he's cool.
That's it.
Like that's the only ring he shows.
Not a chance. He wear like when you see him on NBC coming up this football season. Look at his hand. He's probably wearing his 96 state championship ring.
No, it's going to be called
probably. Actually, I bet he's probably wearing his Rose Bowl ring or his NFL championship ring.
Yeah,
probably not his.
Did they come out
with
the money metrics they're paying them for? For broadcasting?
No, I haven't seen anything as far as salary stuff like that goes. But you know, he's going to work for NBC.
Yeah.
So you'll see him on some Football Night in America. And I think that, you know, when you listen and watch Drew, it'll be kind of a similar experience that you saw with Tony Romo. Because those quarterbacks now who have played in this game that we're playing, because it's a different game than 10, 15 years ago when you hear Boomer Esiason or Chris Sims on the call. Like, Tony Romo knows what's going to happen in the play based off the way they're moving around the wide receivers and putting people in motion and things like that.
Yeah.
Drew's going to see the same thing that Tony does. Yeah. So I think it's going to be an incredible brand of
easy,
broadcasting.
But it's easy. It's easy for them because what they get to do is just break down two teams.
Right.
And then they're fine. You know what I mean? So for them, that's normal. So they're going to go break down two teams. So they know what's going on.
Where the Tennessees are,
and then they're fine. And then it's, you know, and that's it's so easy for them. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it just it's second nature because they'll do, you know, prep. They'll do their prep work. Yeah. They'll interview the teams and the coaches and kind of find those nuggets. Yeah. But what you're going to see with Drew, again, is the same thing you see a lot with Romo, is he recognizes coverages. He'll talk as the play is developing, where to watch, what to see. And then after the play, he knows exactly what that quarterback just saw.
He's already a tape monster.
Yeah,
he's been a tape monster his whole NFL career.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
You got to get every advantage you can get. So, you know, Drew was always the smartest guy on the field. And in the same way, he set up the offense much like Peyton Manning did when he was playing. You know, yelling Omaha, putting guys in motion. What coverage? Are they running man, zone? What is it? So it'll be fun to watch him.
What's going on in the pit today?
Crawfish, brisket, pulled pork, ribs. Got sides. Our sausages, got all our sides, got our desserts, banana puddings, and cobblers, and all
get
that good
there,
stuff.
Get out there, get some.
Yeah.
Get there early. And you got some crawfish left, is that right?
Yeah, probably about 50 pounds.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
Yep. Oh, well, hey, we'll see y'all next week on Big Ugly Outdoors, and y'all have a good weekend, and we'll see you out there.
Adios.